Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. On today's program, the eccentricities of Gesualdo, the great talents of Don Upshaw, some Mahler, and yes, the requisite oboe music. Let's begin on a cheerful note, music by Vivaldi. Now, although known for his incredible string works, he also wrote some remarkable wind and brass concerti. He was born in March 1678 in Venice and was nicknamed Il Preto Rosso, or the Red Priest, because of his red hair. He did write a lot of his works while working at the Ospedale della Pietà, a very famous foundation in Venice for the education of orphan and illegitimate girls. Now, these were very talented musicians, and they attracted many foreign tourists and gave some great performances. We're going to be hearing one of the 15 concertos for flute and orchestra that he wrote. It is nicknamed La Tempesta de Mare, or The Storm at Sea. And you know, if you listen carefully, you can hear the tempest brewing in the music. This is a great performance, obviously not by the Orphan Girls, but by Yuri Valek, and he's joined by the members of Cappella Istropolitana. Thank you. What a stunning performance. That was Vivaldi's Flute Concerto, The Storm at Sea, with Yuri Velek, and he was joined by the members of Cappella Istropolitana. Now we're going to continue with some music for voice, namely Aaron Copland's Eight Poems of Emily Dickinson. Now, Rich and Lee Copland did not set out to write the song cycle, but then later expressed, and I quote, "I fell in love with one song, The Chariot, and continued to add songs one at a time until I had 12. The poems themselves gave me my direction, one that I hoped would be appropriate to Miss Dickinson's lyrical expressive language." Lovely words. And this lyricism is captured beautifully in this performance by a stunning singer, Dawn Upshaw. And we're going to hear Heaven and the Chariot.
Going to heaven, going to heaven, going to heaven. I don't know where. Do not ask me how. Indeed, I'm too astonished to think of answering you. Going to heaven, going to heaven. How dim it sounds. And yet it will be done, as sure as flocks go home at night unto the shepherd's arms. Oh,
Wow, the incredible voice of Dawn Upshaw, joined by the members of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, with Hugo Wolf conducting, and a couple selections from Aaron Copland's Eight Poems of Emily Dickinson. Now, this next selection may scare just a few of you out there, but I promise it's going to be amazing. Yes, I am speaking of Mahler. And I know many may shy away from Mahler, but his intensity is beautiful and very haunting. I particularly enjoy his Fifth Symphony. It was composed back in 1902 when he had married the beautiful and colorful Alma. That's all I'm going to say at this point. And she was expecting their first child. In my mind, you can hear the tenderness and love in the music. Here is the Berlin Philharmonic with Bernard Haitink directing.
Thank you.
such passion and tenderness. I was actually crying in the studio listening to that. That was the Berlin Philharmonic with Bernhard Haitink directing and the Adagietto from Mahler's Fifth Symphony, which he wrote for his wife. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is the time, regular listeners will know, it's oboe music time. Today, some music by the French composer Henri de Dieu. Now, his sonata for oboe and piano was written back in 1947 and kind of follows the tradition of Ravel and Debussy. We're going to hear a lovely performance by the very talented oboist, Hans-Jörg Schellenberger, and he's joined by Rolf Konen. Hans-Georg Schellenberger, joined by Rolf Konen, and that was De Tilleul's Sonata for Oboe and Piano. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next composer hopefully will have you intrigued. I'm speaking of Carlo Gesualdo. Now, he was the Prince of Venosa and pretty well one of the most, once again, intriguing composers of his generation, as well as being infamous for other felonies. He apparently murdered his wife and her lover after catching them in a compromising situation, and had his second wife filing for divorce several times. He was, however, a very gifted composer, among other things. His 19-5 voice motets represent a little bit a mixture of styles with some unusual part writing, which is at best a tad bizarre and baffling. They are, however, a little ear-pleasing. We're going to hear a performance of them by the Oxford Camerata, with Jeremy Summerly conducting.
Thank you.
The beautiful sounds of the Oxford Camerata with Jeremy Summerlee directing. And that was music by the very interesting composer Carlo Gesualdo. Now we're going to continue with some music by Joseph Suk. He was part of the trend to write serenades for strings back in the day, along with the likes of Grieg, Elgar, and Dvorak, who actually was his mentor and who eventually became his father-in-law. Go figure that. It was actually Dvorak who set the summer task to him to write mainly music in major keys, happy keys, as Suk had favored the minor keys previously. His serenade was actually completed and had its first premiere on the 25th of February in 1894. We're going to hear the opening movement, the Andante con moto, and a performance by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra with Jiří Belochevich conducting. Thank you. the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra with Jiří Belohlávek conducting, and that was the Andante con moto from Souk's Serenade for Strings. And I do believe we have time just for one more selection, a Canadian export. I'm talking about the Sultans of String. Their latest disc is a great combination of a little bit of world music, jazz, and classical. It's pretty well a great crossover recording. Now, they were actually formed back in 1997 and did the route which a lot of bands do, playing tiny cafes, but, you know, now they're Juno nominees, and they've garnered invitations to play with the likes of the Chieftains and David Bromberg. And it seems to be no stopping them with the release of the CD Symphony. We're going to be hearing Sable Island. Now, legend has it that 500 years ago, there was a shipwreck on Sable Island in which only the horses survived, and to this day, there are over 300 wild horses still running free. That's legend. Now, the selection we're going to hear features Paddy Maloney from the Chieftains. So let's take a listen to Sable Island.
Thank you.
The Sultans of String with guest Patty Maloney of the Chieftains, and that was Sable Island from their Disc Symphony. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me. Till next time.